If you're able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel according to Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 38. Let us hear the word of the Lord. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. And they like to have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. We're going to play a little bit of Chicken Little. Tell me, what's wrong with our society, with our world today? What are some of the things that are happening that are bad? Grief? Greed, absolutely, greed. Hate? Killings, drugs. No more accomplice. A lot of immorality. Shootings, mass murders, diseases, crime, violence, hopelessness, drugs. What is it? Abortions, yes. Yes. A lot of this stuff's going on today. Pollution, gossip, apathy, backstabbing, deception, and antichrist. Yeah, antichrist. People who would lead you away from Jesus. People who pretend to be messengers of God. They pretend to be prophets, evangelists, pastors, priests, Bible study leaders, Sunday school teachers, Christians. Those people who mix the truth with lies and deceptions in order to mislead you. And in reality, they are deceiving themselves even while they're deceiving others. Religious leaders on TV, in churches, and in the community are tickling people's ears, telling them what they want to hear. I am not up here to win any popularity contest. I want you to love me. I want you to think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yep. I want you to think I'm handsome, witty, charming. Nobody said we do. I'm surprised here, you know. But I'm not up here to win any popularity contest. I answer to somebody that's greater than the church council, greater than the district superintendent, greater than the bishop. I answer to the Lord God Almighty. God's the one who called me to do this. To God, I have to be faithful, because one day I'll be held accountable. I don't want to just say things to you that are real easy to swallow. Sometimes the word is easy. Sometimes it is, like last week, a no-brainer. Today's a no-brainer, but it needs tweaked a little bit. Would be easy for me to stand up here and read the scripture to you, what we just read, and say, God will not be mocked. But we need to talk about how we mock God. And we do it all the time. In Matthew chapter 24, beginning with verse 9, the word of God says, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. In Acts chapter 5, the church is just getting started. It's just been born, and it's growing in leaps and bounds. And the people, the Christians, are listening to the apostles' teaching. And the Christians are bringing their money and giving it to the apostles in order for them to do ministry with it. They're selling their property that they own, and they're bringing that money to the apostles. And there was a couple there named Ananias and Sapphira who took some property they had, and they sold it. And they brought the proceeds to the apostles, and they told the apostles, here's everything we got from that sale. But it wasn't everything they got from that sale. It says they brought some of the money to the apostles. They had every right to say this is only part of what we got. But instead, they tried to claim everything. They were lying. And it says that Ananias was the first one to come in and present the money to the apostles. And when he said that here's all of the money we gave you, they said, but it's not true. You kept some of it. And he fell down dead at their feet. Later, his wife Sapphira came in. And they asked her, is this all the money from the proceeds you got from the sale of your... Oh, yes, it is. And they said, the feet of them who carried out your husband are here to carry you out as well. See, God will not be mocked. Now, I'm not saying that'll happen here, you know, because we're passing the offering plate around. You know, people would start getting real nervous. If a few people fell over, boy, that would do wonders for the treasury. But that's not what's happening here. But people go around wanting important positions in the church, in the community. They say long, fancy prayers. They wear flowing robes because they want to be noticed. And yet they say they're doing it for God. God knows the truth. God will not be mocked. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. A man reaps what he sows. We may not like the people who are in power. We may not like the people who are in positions of authority, but that does not mean that we talk about them behind their backs and tear them down and say negative things about them, because that is not Christ-like. What did Mom always say? If you can't say something good, don't say anything at all. We pray for the positions. We pray for them because God is the one who established the authorities that are over us. Romans 13. God established those authorities. Now, sometimes people get into those positions that drive us crazy. Whew, man, so glad the elections are over. But we need to pray for the positions, whether you agree with the people or not. Positions of people in power in the church, in our community, at home, in our families, at work, in our government. If we honor that, God will honor us. But if we cannot love the people that we do see, how can we love God whom we've not seen? That's scripture. And God is watching what we do. Because God cannot be mocked. People are deceiving themselves. And that scares the life out of me, because I'm afraid that I'm deceiving myself. Don't want that to happen. I don't want you to deceive yourselves. I don't want our church, I don't want us to deceive ourselves either. I want us to be doing what God called us to do. And the number one thing that we need to remember, the first and most important thing, is last week's sermon. It was the first important commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then love one another. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And we can't pick and choose which commandments we'll obey, which we won't, because God will not be mocked. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In John chapter 8, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Verse 36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you don't want to be deceived by others, if you don't want to deceive yourself, then you need to know the truth. Whatever that truth is. But I'll tell you, it's only found in Jesus. Because when you know Jesus, and you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal a whole lot of things to you. And the truth will set us free. And we need that. Otherwise, we're mocking God. So, we've played some Chicken Little. We can see that our world is in trouble, our society. But there's a lot of good things about our world too, isn't there? Beauty of nature. We have the Word of God. We have love. We have hope, repentance, forgiveness, the grace of God. And today we remember the sacrifices made by our veterans so that we can enjoy the life that we do in this land that we live. And for those sacrifices, once again, we say thank you to our veterans. God loves you bunches. And I really want to squeeze this whole service into that sacred and holy hour. All I can say is God has some other plans sometimes. And sometimes I just get carried away. But I love you. And I pray that you love me too. God will not be mocked. God loves you and so do I.